we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home. Presented to you by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
It is my favorite part of the week. Welcome back to the camp house here at Kender Outdoors. I'm Billy Kender, your host of Kender Outdoors, presented by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. We originate from the old camp house located just outside of Alvord, America, gateway to the grasslands, the LBJ National Grasslands, up here between Dallas-Fort Worth and the Red River, the Bermuda Triangle of good old boy. You come up here and you just want to get lost and never be found again. Front door to the camp house brought to you by Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic, year after year, probiotic for our dogs. You bet they all suffer from GI upset, and Fortiflora fixes that. Learn more about it at kinderoutdoors.com. K-I-N-D-E-R. We're going to take the show on the road next weekend. We're going to be in Adairsville, Georgia, along with my friends Anthony Pace, Jim Shockey, and a room full of heroes from Freedom Hunters, raising funds, raising spirits, benefiting our military men and women in the U.S. and Canada. We're going to shoot sporting clays. We're going to play golf. We're going to eat well. We always do that. And we're going to have a great auction that you can be a part of from your recliner right there, wherever you are today. My friend Anthony Pace with Freedom Hunters.
We've got some great items. I mean, we've got, a Gunworks rifle. We've got Trigiscon scopes. We've got Vortex optics. We've got, probably 200 different manufacturers in the outdoor industry that have stepped up and donated these items for us to raise money. So anything you need in the outdoor realm, if you've got a trip coming up, you need something special, I guarantee we'll have it on the auction.
It's a room full of heroes. You ought to come and be a part of this with us. Anthony, thank you again for the good work that you do tirelessly, day by day, year round, for our military men and women with Freedom Hunters. And we have a link to all of this info at kinderoutdoors.com. Look forward to seeing you in Adairsville, Georgia, April 14 and 15, Anthony.
Yeah, I understand we have a pretty cool MC that's going to come out and help too, but I can't remember his name.
I am so looking forward to this. Next weekend in Adairsville, Georgia, drop what you're doing and come join us. If not, join us online for the auction. All of the details are at kinderoutdoors.com. Bassmaster Classic champion Justin Hamner joins us on the show today. Plus, my good friend Larry Wysoon is here talking long-distance scouting. And I know a lot of you guys are going fishing today. And if you fish much, at some point along the way, you're more than likely going to have a fish hook embedded in your hand or your buddy's hand or neck or whatever. What do we do? My good friend, Dr. Kennedy Legal, addresses that.
So is the fish hook barbed or not? That's kind of the first idea to look at. If it's not barbed, simply reversing it out should cause minimal tissue issue. If it's barbed, obviously you don't want to reverse it out because that can tear it away. That's why the fish hook works on holding the fish's mouth. If you can, cut the hook pretty close to the skin and advance the hook, even though this sounds like it would hurt more, advance the hook through the skin to get the barb through, almost like an arrow going through a target. You don't want to go backwards because it would cause more damage.
Right. So we're going to point, we're going to push the tip of that that hook back through the skin in a new spot and just pull it all the way on out that way.
That's correct. Try to keep the same trajectory that the hook has already. It's going to be more painful, obviously, but it's going to cause less pain at the end because it's not going to damage the tissue as much or the hand.
Usually that hook is not very clean. There's been bait on there. There have been fish on those hooks. So what do we need to do to that wound once we get the hook out?
Yeah, so general thought process on wounds obviously is the same. You want to make sure it's clean and sterile area. If you have something on the boat or wherever you are fishing on the side, some kind of antiseptic prep or solution, Betadine, something over the counters, even warm soapy water will work. Some people actually consider putting it back into the salt water. That's probably an okay idea, as long as it's a not brackish water, not mixed salt and fresh. If you think of salt water, there's only certain types of bacteria. If you think of fresh water, there's certain types of bacteria. So if you're mixing the two, your bacterial count is going to go up significantly, and that's something that needs to be accounted for.
Oh, very good. Never knew that. Now, I have heard, is this a wives' tale? I want to get a medical opinion on this. I've heard that after you remove that hook from your hand, if you pee on it, urinate on it, that that's okay.
There is some truth to it. Not always for hook injuries, but particularly with sea urchins, jellyfish, that type of stuff, those toxins are heat liable, which means the heat inactivates them. Peeing is your normal body temperature, will take away some of that sting. So if you've got nothing else on you and you're in the middle of nowhere, pee on it.
So that's not our first option, so we should have something else, but that option exists.
Yeah, your pee is sterile. It's clean. It's not dirty. In most cases, as long as you don't have an infection. But, yeah, that's a sterile water, essentially, and you can clean yourself with that. As far as treble hooks, the same idea. Cut the treble hook with some kind of sturdy pliers so you have just one hook there, and the same principle applies.
Ah! That hurts! If nothing else, maybe that little piece will keep you from running a hook through your hand out on the boat today. This corner of the Camp House is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. It very gently and naturally over time settles the overbarker, the overjumper. Calming Care. Bassmaster Classic champion Justin Hamner when we come back from the coffee pot. The folks at Patriot Mobile believe that Easter Sunday celebrates the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the greatest event in human history, the greatest freedom that man will ever know. It's not to be laughed at or taken for granted, and certainly not to be smeared or slandered. It is recognized since days of old as a time to pause and remember this precious gift from God. I'm proud that Patriot Mobile is my partner here at Kinder Outdoors, and that they're also my wireless provider. Every time I pay my bill, a portion of that money goes to support some things that I hold dearly, like the sanctity of life, the First Amendment, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, important protection for our gun ownership rights, our military veterans and first responders, and yes, I do have strong and reliable 4G and even 5G service, border to border. I'll pay your activation fee when you use the promo code Kinder and make the switch to Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and it's time once again to invite you to our annual Jim Shockey Classic 2-day charity event where we all get together to celebrate and honor those who have served and sacrificed. All of us deeply admire the invaluable sacrifices made by our military personnel. 100% of the proceeds fund all expense paid Shockey tribute hunts through the Freedom Hunters Military Outreach Program. In addition to the golf tournament, there will be a sporting clay tournament on Sunday morning before the banquet. So join me April 14th and 15th, 2024, at the award-winning Barnsley Resort in Adairsville, Georgia, nestled in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit JimShockeyClassic.com to sponsor, to register, or to donate, and also to learn more about our great event. I really hope to see you there.
The Quail Coalition has drawn the line. Quail decline stops here. South and West Texas and Western Oklahoma are the last strong natural regions for wild bobwhite quail. We've all watched the drastic decline across the southern states of the iconic bobwhite. The Quail Coalition has vowed to do all within human power to not only stop quail decline, but build a future where the quail will flourish across all of its original habitat. If true quail conservation is important to you, please visit quailcoalition.org. Consider a membership, attend one of our fundraising banquets, and please consider starting a chapter in your home state. Together, let's sustain and restore huntable wild quail populations. Let's encourage and educate interested youth. Let's keep the most brilliant quail minds on earth working on a bright future for our quails. The first step, visit our website, quailcoalition.org.
Ag Texas. The name itself says trust, honesty, strength, and tradition. Ag Texas has from the get-go been dedicated to the prosperity of agriculture and rural America. The Ag Texas family can help grow your herd or your operation. Give us a call and talk to Ag Texas pros about risk management in the form of crop insurance, protecting borrowed capital and savings. We specialize in everything from dairy cows to pecan trees, and have the right financial tools and knowledge at Ag Texas to help you grow and grow safely. We can't tell you when it's going to rain again, but we can assure that your crop, your cows, your family, and the family land are secure and protected no matter the storm or the dry spell. We are agriculture at Ag Texas, and we look forward to visiting with you. Ag Texas is at agtexas.com and just down the road.
You don't have to have four-wheel drive to get to this camp house. A helicopter will do the trick. This is Kinder Outdoors, proud partners with Patriot Mobile.
Hey, I want to say hello to David Shires, Mineral Wells, Texas, my old friend David. He entered recently to try and win that Dallas Safari Club lifetime membership that we've been giving away. Donald Coker did the same. He's from Casper, Wyoming. Hello, Donald. Thanks for listening. Jerry Edwards, Santo, Texas, thanks for the note. Thank you wherever you are and however you listen to Kinder Outdoors, broadcast, podcast, AM, FM, Sirius XM. Thank you very much. And we'd appreciate you dropping by kinderoutdoors.com and leaving a note to let us know how you listen. This corner of the camp house brought to you by Forta Flora. You bird dog guys running those field trials this spring. The weather's warming up. That can cause GI upset in our dogs, combined with the stress of travel and trialing. Keep Fortiflora handy. You'll have a healthier and more competitive, better-feeling dog because of it. Fortiflora. I'm so tickled to have Justin Hamner on the show this week. A couple of weeks ago, Justin won the Bassmaster Classic Wire to Wire. Justin, welcome to the show, buddy.
How are you doing?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. Welcome. It's good to have you. And just like the whole world's been telling you, congratulations. Awesome win at the Bassmaster Classic.
Man, thank you so much. It's still, I don't think it's sunk in yet, or I don't know if it ever will. It's crazy.
Well, it's a good crazy, though. It's a good kind of crazy. People have always, I know you've heard it all your life, when you win a Bassmaster Classic, your life changes. And it doesn't change after a while, Justin. It changes immediately, doesn't it?
It does. That is for sure. That next morning when I woke up, I had about 380 something text messages, and as soon as I turned my unsilenced my phone, it was wide open and hadn't stopped since.
And now here I am bugging you, but I did give you a little time to catch your breath and talk about it. Let's go back to Grand Lake, Oklahoma. What is your history prior to the Classic? Had you spent much time on Grand?
I had never been there before.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's one of those lakes. I mean, I was really confident going into it. Just from the prior, tournaments and Classics that they've had there, it always looked like a lake that just set up so perfect for how I like to fish, and I was really confident going into it.
You know, you go up to a lake you've never fished before. You hadn't been fishing with the elites that long. It's your fourth year as a pro, I think. You win this thing wire to wire. You're not supposed to win the Bassmaster Classic at Grand Lake when it lines up like that, Justin. You defied the odds.
Well, that's what, one of the things I love so much about this sport. I mean, it is, truly every time we're out on the water, it's anybody's ball game. We're all on a level playing field. And, I might not have the most knowledge about it, but especially like a place like Grand Lake where it seems like everything changes, seems like every day. And that was one of the things I actually liked going into it, because my home lake, Lake Tuscaloosa, it is about the same way. If you catch them good one day, the next day you better be doing the opposite because you can't do it twice.
So let's go back to Grand Lake a couple of weeks ago, Bassmaster Classic. What was the water temperature and what were these fish doing? I'm guessing pre-spawn?
They were. So that's what was crazy about this lake. There was actually like a 10-degree, change in water temperature from, one end of the lake to the other. Up there around the Elk River area, the water temperature, was 64 to 66. And honestly, going after riding around and stuff, I wanted to find the coldest water possible, just to find those fish that were more pre-spawn and, a little further behind. Those fish are just, to me, always the more predictable fish. They've been in that winter pattern for, several months, and they're not thinking about actually pulling up yet. Whereas, when that water starts to warm up, get above that 60 degrees, it really, things start happening fast, but those fish come really unpredictable. And the weather really affects those fish a lot more than those fish in the colder water. So where I was fishing was about 56 degrees.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was crazy.
That's a drastic swing from north to south, one end to the other. And you were targeting fish. The pattern you settled into, I guess, that was most successful for you was live scoping those fish on brush piles.
Yes, sir. That was my biggest deal for day two, but day one going into it, I did not have a good practice, and I picked a creek down there on the lower end that it was a really deep creek. It had that cold water, and it had just a little bit of everything. I was fishing, secondary points, the bluff walls, boat docks, lay downs, just it had everything, so I could kind of move around and try to figure out for that day. And that first day was really more about those lay downs and bluff walls. I was still using, the jerk bait, but and that, what's crazy about that lake is trying to live scope it is just nuts because it has the most trash fish and that I think I've ever seen. It's unreal, all the drum and carp and things like that. So you couldn't actually use the live scope to pick out individual fish per se. I was using it more or less just the sea structure and knew where to cast. And then I'd follow my jerk bait and, see if anything kind of reacted to it. And that's how I knew there was a bass there. And then I'd have to make, multiple casts back to it.
Bait fuel, hard bait stick. Is that a sales job or was that stuff really working?
Oh man, that stuff is legit. It really opened my eyes at the tournament at Fort because those fish are probably the most pressured fish in the world. And, I had so many times where they would just come up and follow the bait and not eat it. And then I'd immediately put, some of that on there and throw it back in there. And the next cast, I'd catch one. And it was the same way at Grand. I caught so many fish that – I actually, one time, I think it was on camera, I saw the whole school, there was about 10 or 12 of them, come follow my jerk bait up and didn't eat it, and I immediately put it on, and very next cast, it had it just choked, like, almost down in the gills, it had it eat so good, so, I don't know if it works or not, but I know for sure I'm going to keep using it.
You just won $300,000 using that stuff, didn't you?
That's right. And I don't know, I'm trying to get them to hold off putting it on the market, wide open so I can keep it to myself.
When will it be on the market? When can I get some of that?
Well, their first release was at the Classic, and now it should be just any day now their next shipment's coming in. They're shipping them out as fast as they can package them up.
Run through your baits with me. Tell me what you did. What you use?
I used, honestly, it was about five or six different types of jerk baits. I had deep diving, shallow diving. When they got really keyed in on that small bait forage, I switched to a really small profile jerk bait. But also I caught, especially on the last day, I know I weighed in two fish off of a finesse jig, thrown in those brush piles, and caught several like that, you know, skipping it behind those docks and things like that. But, and then, just a small, little Yozuri crankbait. That's kind of what I would use just to cover water. And I caught a ton of fish on it, but I just never really got really any of those big ones on that crankbait. But jerkbait and jig were probably my biggest two.
I want to talk to you a little bit about living in the great state of Alabama and the fishing opportunities you have there. And also talk about, you know, the spoils that come along with winning a Bassmaster Classic, if you can hang on for just a minute for me.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
Weatherford Truck Equipment has been supplying premium truck accessories and equipment since 1997. Chip Knees and the crew at Weatherford Truck Equipment are pros that can totally equip your farm, work, or town truck to totally suit your needs. Flatbeds, grill guards, bumpers, bed covers, toolboxes, hitches, running boards, or any custom fabrication that you can scheme up for your truck. Weatherford Truck Equipment is located at 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford, Texas, just 20 minutes west of Fort Worth. Visit online at weatherfordtruck.com and take a look at the exceptional quality in our truck accessories and customized metal fabrication. Ranch truck, service truck, special purpose truck, it's all at Weatherford Truck Equipment. Contact Chip and set up an appointment to talk over your truck accessory or custom fabrication needs. Weatherford Truck Equipment, 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford.
I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth. Who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, these people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit Joshua Creek PatriotMobile.com. Patriot Mobile, that is my wireless provider, and I'm so glad I made the switch for a lot of reasons. Number one, I have great service. I have great 4G, 5G, nationwide, wherever I go, deer blind, boat, all my favorite waypoints that I like to fish. I've got service where I had service before with a big name brand carrier. I have now with Patriot Mobile. The difference is what happens after I pay my bill. A portion of my payment goes to the Patriot Mobile mission, which is to passionately defend our God-given constitutional rights and freedoms and to glorify God always in their work. Learn more about Patriot Mobile when you come see me at KinderOutdoors.com, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and I want to pay your activation when you use the promo code Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R. Patriot Mobile, mobilizing freedom and standing for the pillars and strengths that made America great to begin with.
America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, Patriot Mobile, is mobilizing freedom with Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, welcome back to Kinder Outdoors. Really good to have you riding along with us today. We appreciate you spending some time with us. And here's another guy that I like to spend time with, my good friend Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail Wildlife Biologist, outdoor writer, blogger, book writer, television star, grandpa. We can add a lot of things to that list, but to me, he's just a good old boy, my good friend Larry Wysoon. Larry, happy spring.
Well, top of the spring to you, too. Spring has sprung, and thankfully in certain areas we've had a fair amount of rain, and things look pretty good. And, of course, here in Texas, some of the panhandle got scorched pretty badly, unfortunately. But there's some other good parts of the state of Texas, and I know across the nation things are pretty good shape for wildlife right now.
Exactly. And if we're talking about wildlife, what happened in the panhandle is just absolutely horrible for those communities and families and ranches. But there is a good side to that fire, and that's that the good Lord will replenish that land stronger than it was prior to that fire. It has a healing effect on the land.
It really does. We sometimes forget that part of the world evolved with fire. And when man first started coming in and started settling it, they kind of said, man, we don't like fire kind of thing. And it's unfortunate that we had such a huge fire. But as you mentioned, there's always a silver lining. And the silver lining on that particular fire is just exactly what you said. With the new vegetation come back, oh, my gosh, it'll be really good for wildlife in the short term and also in the long term as well, too.
You bet. Hey, I was thinking about the deer season and turkeys and quail and stuff that I think about every day, like you. and I thought I need to call Larry and talk about this because most of us don't have the convenience, the privilege of hunting on our own ranch where we've got our eyes on that place every day. Most of us depend on a long distance relationship with a biologist or a rancher or visiting as often as we can, that sort of thing, to kind of stay up to date with what's going on for that particular species on our property. You've hunted all over the globe. So you've got to have eyes and ears on the ground in those areas to kind of get you up to speed to prep for your trip.
You know what you really do, and it makes no difference whether you're hunting 10 miles from home or whether you're hunting thousands of miles from home. You need to get as much intel about those areas as you possibly can. And one of the things I try to do is I try to establish a relationship. If it's going to be an outfitter or a guide or whatever, I want to get to know that person a little bit because I want him to tell me what happened, not only or what's happening now. I want to know what happened there 4, 5, 6 years ago and those ensuing years coming to the present. Because it's just like with white-tailed deer, which I know a lot of us think about, we're thinking about trying to kill, in most instances, harvest a buck. The thing about it is if 3, 4, 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, there was a very, very low bomb survival rate, there are not going to be many of those kind of bucks in the area. It all kind of depends upon what kind of fawn crop you had and what fawn crop survived. And so that's one of the things that I want to find out, particularly with deer species, is you know, what kind of fawn survival rate was there? Because if there was a high fawn survival rate, pretty good chance that there are going to be a fair number of mature deer in that particular herd at the time. And, of course, at the same time, I want to try to find out, particularly when it comes to antlers, what kind of winter did they have? Was it an extremely hard, cold winter? Was there food available? Have they had any kind of moisture at all? Is there food available for those antlers to develop, particularly those older deer? And, again, that's what we're interested in a lot of times, because with deer species, particularly like whitetail, body development always takes precedence. So until they be about 4 years of age, anything that they eat, yeah, body's always going to take, going to say it's mine. And if there's anything left, then it goes to antler. So there's a lot of those things we're learning about the range conditions at the present and range conditions in the past, and the number of fawns or barn, or and even in the instance of turkeys, if we're interested in turkeys, which we're upon right now, is that what kind of poll crop did we have last year, 2 years ago? Because if we're in a situation where we didn't have a lot of poults those year ago, or 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, there's not going to be many gobblers out there to answer.
No, you're exactly right. And that's what got me to thinking about this anyway. The other day I was riding my bicycle one morning and I heard the turkeys gobbling out by the house. And, hey, they've been gobbling for well over a month.
Yes,
but
sir.
if you're a spring turkey hunter, you've only been allowed to go chase them a very short period of time. And so it's, you know, you're thinking you're getting there just as they're getting hot. Well, they might already be henned up, and as local information helps a lot. As a quail hunter, Larry, most quail hunters have to drive a long way. Quail are only in certain spots,
oh, yes,
unfortunately. And one of my favorite tactics for scouting quail country, if I was looking for a lease, I'd go out in the summer, and I would stop at little cafes throughout the region where I want to hunt. And I would talk to ranchers. I'd go in and drink a glass of tea and talk to the ranchers that come in. They're in the pastures, horseback or in a buggy. They kind of have a unofficial biological count, or they hear whistling birds and they can say, you know, I'm just not hearing any whistling birds, or, hey, I'm hearing whistling birds all over the pasture. That's a really good way to do it. Nothing beats eyes on the property, eyes on the situation, but we do depend on those long distance relationships to help us figure things out.
We really do. And you mentioned quail. One of the things is generally when you have a really good cottontail population, as in a lot of places that you hunt quail, you are going to have cottontail. If you get a good cottontail year, chances are you're going to have quite a few quail. We used to do road counts where we would stop every quarter of a mile and listen to the number of birds that are singing out there, and that gave us a pretty good indication. And that's something that you can do, you being the hunter, getting out there right now, getting to know some of the people. And again, as you mentioned too, there's something to be said about going to these little small towns and going to the coffee shop and just kind of walking in there, kind of sitting and listening. And it's amazing the conversation that you can get into and what you can learn about that species.
You're exactly right. Well, I tell you what, it's a good opportunity to get out in the country that you hunt during the off season, which is always good for us physically and mentally anyway. Hey, Larry, it's good physically and mentally to talk to you, my friend, and catch up again. I look forward to the next one.
Billy, I do too. Thanks for putting it that way.
This is a Kinder Outdoors Conservation Minute. A focus on people that make a difference.
Freedom hunters. They say thank you to our very bravest and finest in a very special way.
We're a 501c3 military outreach program. We take servicemen and their families out on outdoor ventures, mainly hunting, fishing, shooting trips all around the country and internationally too.
These trips are more than a thank you and a good time. Far more.
It invigorates them. The healing comes out of it. You know, it's amazing. I started it just as a thank you, as a give back. I had no idea the therapeutic value of these hunts. I mean, it changes them. You can see it in their eyes. When they show up at camp, they're quiet and reserved. By the end of camp, they're opened up and, chatting with other veterans. It's amazing. You can go on our website. We've got a donation button. Or just email us and say, hey, here's the opportunity. We'll fit a vet into that opportunity, whatever it is. Freedomhunters.org.
Preserving what we love and educating the next generation every day. To learn more, visit us at KenderOutdoors.com.
Next weekend, we're going to be in Adairsville, Georgia for the Freedom Hunters Jim Shockey Classic. We're going to be shooting sporting clays. We're going to be playing golf. You get an opportunity out on the golf course to play head-to-head against Shockey, do a little legal gambling fundraising for our great veterans. We'd love to have you there. If you can't make it, though, join us online for the auction. All of the details are at Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R, KinderOutdoors.com. What a great guy, Justin Hamner. First time I've ever spoken with him. He is your reigning, as of 2 weeks ago, Bassmaster Classic champion. We're going to rejoin our conversation with him when we come back from the coffee pot. Hey, it's Billy Kinder. If you've listened to me very long, you know that I depend on Buffalo wool products to keep me warm in harsh winter conditions. But did you know that these highly effective buffalo fibers work equally well in the heat of summer?
Their native rangelands goes from Tok, Alaska, down past Mexico City.
Ron and Teresa Miskin have 3 decades of weaving perfection from those precious insulating fibers of the bison, and they put them to the test on the world's toughest playground, Alaska.
That's our field testing, the moose hunting. There's so much that goes on up there.
The big advantage of bison fiber, besides the insulation, is it's moisture wicking, and keeping your feet dry, your body dry, and that sweat away from there reduces the bacterial growth, reduces any foot fungus or anything like that. Bison fiber in a cowboy boot will run 3 to 5 degrees cooler than a cotton sock.
Take a look at the new line of cool wicking buffalo wool for the summer.
TheBuffaloWoolCo.com.
I didn't know buffaloes had wool.
Yep. TheBuffaloWoolCo.com.
Life is better outdoors. Relax and find your space at the beautiful Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Well known for its peaceful setting, lovely grounds, lakefront views, and accommodating Texas-friendly staff, our full hookup sites can accommodate all bus or RV sizes and offer 50-amp service, many spacious pull-throughs, cable TV, and lightning-fast Wi-Fi. Our fully furnished cabins make it easy to feel miles away without actually roughing it. Enjoy a partially shaded private beach, large playground, fishing pier, water sport rentals, hiking trails, and more. The on-site camp store offers a wide selection of camping supplies, groceries, and gifts. Our landmark pavilion is perfect for your next reunion, rally, or wedding. You'll feel miles away from everything when you're only minutes from anything. Check out historic downtown Grapevine with various entertainment venues, large festivals and events, restaurants, wineries, shopping, and the new world-class Harvest Hall. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins, vineyardscampground.com.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled, but we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids, and in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
Switch to Patriot Mobile and you'll be promoting and educating American youth in the principles of freedom, free markets, and limited government. This is Patriot Mobile's Kinder Outdoors.
I'm Billy Kinder. This is Kinder Outdoors coming to you from, oh, just a few miles outside of Alvord, Texas. Gateway to the grasslands, the LBJ National Grasslands. Sure glad you're here with us. My special guest on the show this week won the Bassmaster Classic Wire to Wire 2 weeks ago. Justin Hamner from the great state of Alabama. Thanks for hanging on, Justin. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Hey, you live not far from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. When people hear Tuscaloosa, Alabama, they think Roll Tide. I'm sure you are a fan of the Crimson Tide.
Absolutely. You know, I've been born and raised, you know, Northport is just right across the river from Tuscaloosa. And yeah, I've been born and raised being an Alabama fan, and actually worked at the university for about 6 years before I started pursuing my dream of fishing full time.
No kidding. What'd you do over at Alabama?
I was a groundskeeper, so I pretty much just cut grass and made everything look pretty.
So if you want to know the ins and outs of the campus, Justin's your guy. He knows that place like the back of his hand, right?
Absolutely. I think I know it a little bit too good. I spent many a days out there.
Did you ever run into Coach Saban over there, maybe give him a little advice?
I've ran into him about every – so I was actually part of the athletic facility is what we were, you know, had to cut. And every morning I would see Coach Saban get out of his car at 7:14, and we had to make sure everything was – you know, the sidewalks were blew off and everything was pretty before he ever got there.
Yeah, but you know,
he was on his phone every day, so never really got to talk to him.
He was talking to that next recruit, that next five star that he was going to bring into Alabama there.
Absolutely. Either you... that or he just acted like he was on the phone so he didn't have to talk to us.
That's pretty funny. So you go from clipping grass at the University of Alabama to hoisting that big blue trophy at the Bassmaster Classic. You knew what you were talking about back in junior high when you told your teacher, I'm going to be a pro angler. What'd they say? Yeah. How'd they respond to that?
Oh, she definitely looked at me funny. You know, I don't think I don't even know if they knew that was actually a real career at the time. But hey, it worked out. That's for sure.
It's more of a career now than it was then. And you look at some of these guys that have been around forever, like Ricky Klein, and the things that they had to overcome early on to be a professional angler. Man, they laid some groundwork that is precious to us today, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And that's what's so cool, just holding that trophy and reading all the names on the side of that thing is just unreal. I mean, those are definitely the guys that I've looked up to. And then having some of them like Davey Height and Van Dam that night at the Champions Toast coming up and just, you know, giving me advice and congratulating them, actually wanting to take their picture with me instead of the other way around. It just was unreal.
Isn't that wild?
It is crazy.
Live scope, you know, the imaging that we have now has, in 5 short years, transformed pro bass fishing and recreational angling to something totally new.
It has. And, you know, I'm a guy that's, you know, growing up all my life fishing and, you know, so I know what it's like to fish without it. But as soon as the first time I actually saw that technology, it kind of clicked with me about how, you know, just revolutionary it was. And the learning that we've got from that technology is just amazing. So many things that, you know, it's always been just basically a prediction and hypothesis about what fish were doing. And now we're actually able to interact with them and see what's actually going on under the water. So it's pretty unique.
Yeah, it absolutely is amazing. I can now see how many crappie don't like me. I can see them swim away.
Absolutely. That's what's crazy. People ask me all the time, you know, how many of them do you catch when you see them? And it's like, man, a good day might be I catch 5% of the fish that I actually cast at. I mean, it's amazing how many fish are really out there.
You know, when you think about the importance of forward facing or, you know, sonar distance pictures from the boat, if you don't have that on your boat these days, I don't think you could win a big time tournament. You can't compete against that stuff and win if you don't have it, I don't think. Do you?
It would have to be very situational, but I think the way everything is right now, it's a definitely a vital tool. Just the efficiency that it brings along is just remarkable.
I have had the great pleasure of visiting with your wonderful wife, Christina. What a sweet lady. And I've enjoyed my visits with her as we were kind of lining this interview up. Has she or any other family had any recommendations on how to spend $300,000 yet? Because if not, I have some great recommendations for you, Justin.
I think my wife's got that part taken care of. She had recommendations before I even won it.
Yeah, and you know what? She's earned that right, too. The wives of anglers get the glory, but the wives taking care of home while you're out on the road, boy, they deserve a lot of credit for that trophy as well.
Absolutely. You know, that was one of the things, you know, winning it. I think why it got me so emotional was just knowing everything that, you know, me and her have been through and all that we've sacrificed together for me to get there. And now to be able to, you know, have that trophy is, you know, kind of the dream come true for me. But also just being financially stable is kind of the dream come true for me, for her. And, you know, she's put in just as much sacrifice as I have. And to be able to do that for her just means everything.
You betcha. And I've been out on the road with you guys. I have seen the struggles. You know, a lot of people ought to think automatically, he's fishing the Bassmaster Elites. He's fishing MLF on a high level. These guys, they've got tons of money rolling in from sponsor. It's not that way. There's a lot of guys out there that are fishing their hearts out, trying to make a living at this and struggling financially. It's a tough way to make a living.
It really is. I mean, you know, we have those entry fees and everything else that goes into just being on the road and traveling. And I mean, at the beginning of the year, you're basically starting out in the hole of, you know, 50 to 60 grand just to be modest. And, the sponsor stuff, there's so much that's probably the hardest work of the whole job is, you know, doing all the sponsor obligations and being there for them, but we truly couldn't do it without them.
Well, you're going to make a great champion. I'm sure that it's probably going to take a long time for it to truly soak in that you are the reigning Bassmaster Classic champion, Justin. But, you know, as soon as you try to sit back and relax a little bit, whoops, it's time to go fishing again. What are you looking at on the calendar and looking forward to?
Man, headed down to Florida for our next elite event. And, you know, Florida is a place that I love to fish. I haven't been there this time of year, but I'm really excited that, you know, we're kind of hopefully away from the spawning time of year where those fish just get so, you know, wacky and dependent on that weather. Hopefully we can just go out there and go fishing and have fun.
Well, have fun with it. The financial burden's been lifted for the year anyway, so get out there and enjoy yourself. Enjoy what you do, making a living. Very few people get to do that, and I really appreciate the time and the visit, Justin.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and if you ever need anything, just holler.
This is Jim Shockey, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about them with Kinder Outdoors.
Ha ha ha!
Hope that new gun you get for your birthday makes you as happy as the one you got for Christmas. Hey, don't forget Columbus Day, National Hunting and Fishing Day, Independence Day. Every day is Range Day at Kinder Outdoors. Proud partners with Patriot Mobile.
Welcome back to our campfire here at Kinder Outdoors, brought to you by Patriot Mobile, this corner of the camp house. Presented to you by my friends at Purina Pro Plan. Lots of field trials taking place all across North America today. And I don't care which one you drop in on. Any of them, they're all going to be the same. Just go from dog trailer to dog trailer, dog owner to dog owner, dog trainer to dog trainer, and ask them, what do you feed your hard-working bird dogs? They're going to tell you Purina Pro Plan, or about 9 out of 10 are going to tell you that. Pro Plan performance formula, 30% protein, 20% fat. When you look for it at Atwood's Ranch and Home Store today, it's in the purple bag with the big sport label across the front. Pro Plan performance for your hard-working dog. My dear friend Ray Sasser was our camp house storyteller for a number of years here at Kinder Outdoors. He was the outdoors editor for the Dallas Morning News for about three decades. He authored and did the photography for a number of outdoor books, about a dozen of them. If you can get your hands on one, you'll really enjoy it. Ray had an uncanny ability to go hunting or fishing or just sit in a lawn chair and observe God's great outdoors and then transform that to paper in a way that put us in the chair next to him or in the boat or in the blind. Fortunately, we have a lot of Ray's work on tape. You see, we lost Ray a few years ago to cancer. But before that, he and I would get together and put some of his writing jewels down on tape. And one day we talked about something that Dr. Kennedy Legal and I were talking about in the last hour of the show, fish hooks.
Though I try to be careful unhooking fish, the inevitable happened recently when a small bass caught on a topwater plug flopped at an inopportune moment, slipping from my grasp as I was trying to secure the fish. One of the rear treble hooks on the lure penetrated the fleshy fingertip of my right ring finger, and the bass and I were hooked on the same lure. The fish then fought harder than it had fought in the water. I was holding my fishing rod in my left hand and had a pair of forceps in my right, my thumb and forefinger already inserted into the rings on the forceps handles. I felt like the guy in the old joke. Locked in hand-to-claw combat with a leopard in dense bush, he screamed at his buddy to shoot the leopard. When the buddy yelled back that he couldn't see to make the shot, the first guy yelled, "Just shoot in here amongst us. One of us needs some relief." If I dropped the rod, it would have further impacted on my hooked finger, so I reached out with my left forearm, cradled the fish, and hugged it tightly to my chest to control the wild flopping. It was impossible to extricate myself from this self-imposed Chinese puzzle, so I yelled to my wife, who was fishing on the other side of the small lake, that I had a fish hook in me and I needed help. All I could do was hold the fish as tightly as possible while Emily covered the quarter-mile shoreline. While I was reflecting on my unlikely situation, I was relieved to notice that the fish's wild gyrations had jerked the hook through my finger, exposing the barb. Working together, Emily and I managed to free the fish and return it to the lake. Then we walked to the car to look for a multi-tool with enough leverage to cut the hook. Emily wasn't strong enough to do it, and I couldn't make it work left-handed. We were only 15 minutes from home, though, and a substantial pair of cutting pliers, so we headed that way. Emily wanted to go straight to the hospital emergency room, but it wasn't the first time I'd been hooked, and I knew it wasn't as bad as it looked. Once we got to the proper tool, it was a simple matter of cutting off the barb end of the hook and pulling the hook out of my finger the same way it went in. Then I soaked my hand in warm, soapy water with a shot of bleach as an added disinfectant. The next move was really the worst part. I held my damaged finger in a small bowl of rubbing alcohol, mashing around the wound to get the alcohol through the wound channel. Emily then applied two band-aids. By the next morning, the wound wasn't even sore. My tetanus shot was up to date, so I just kept an eye on the wound to make sure it was healing properly. I also made a trip to the hardware store and bought an even more substantial set of cutting pliers to carry in my tackle bag. For people who fish a lot, it's not a matter of if you have a hook mishap. It's more a matter of when it happens. If the hook is close to an eye or an artery, or you just don't feel comfortable with you or a fishing partner playing doctor, head for the nearest emergency room. Otherwise, you can probably do it yourself. Single hooks are easier than treble hooks. Go to YouTube and type in fish hook removal, and you'll find multiple videos showing how to back out a hook the classic way, using a length of fishing line to pop it out the way it went in. Veteran fishing outfitter Billy Chapman Jr. even sticks a hook in himself to demonstrate how to remove it. I don't recommend that degree of preparation, but the videos are good instructional tools for dealing with a hook in human flesh. Which reminds me of a fish hook story told me one time by an old friend of mine, Jim Kenny in Rockwall. Jim and some friends were fishing years and years ago at Lake of the Pines. They were catching fish on topwater baits, bass I'm sure, and one of Jim's companions reached back to make a long cast and hooked his fellow companion in the back of the neck with a topwater plug that had three treble hooks on it, and all three hooks were in the guy's neck. So they looked at this situation and decided they couldn't handle it themselves, cranked up the boat, headed back to the marina, tied up the boat at the marina, and were walking up to the parking lot where they could get in a car and go to the doctor's office. As they were walking up to the parking lot, they met a woman walking down the walk, and she kind of walked by them, and she did a double take, and she said, "Hey, did you know you have a fish hook stuck in the back of your neck?" Guy said, "Yeah, kind of knew that."
Patriot Mobile, that is my wireless provider, and I'm so glad I made the switch, and for a lot of reasons. Number one, I have great service. I have great 4G, 5G, nationwide, wherever I go, deer blind, boat, all my favorite waypoints that I like to fish. I've got service where I had service before. With a big name brand carrier, I have now with Patriot Mobile. The difference is what happens after I pay my bill. A portion of my payment goes to the Patriot Mobile mission, which is to passionately defend our God-given constitutional rights and freedoms and to glorify God always in their work. Learn more about Patriot Mobile when you come see me at KinderOutdoors.com, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and I want to pay your activation when you use the promo code Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R. Patriot Mobile, mobilizing freedom and standing for the pillars and strengths that made America great to begin with.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and it's time once again to invite you to our annual Jim Shockey Classic 2-day charity event, where we all get together to celebrate and honor those who have served and sacrificed. All of us deeply admire the invaluable sacrifices made by our military personnel. 100% of the proceeds fund all expense-paid Shockey tribute hunts through the Freedom Hunters Military Outreach Program. In addition to the golf tournament, there will be a sporting clay tournament on Sunday morning before the banquet. So join me April 14th and 15th. 2024 at the award-winning Barnsley Resort in Adairsville, Georgia, nestled in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit JimShockeyClassic.com to sponsor, to register, or to donate, and also to learn more about our great event. I really hope to see you there.
No doubt, as you travel the highways, pastures, and arenas across our great nation, you've probably taken notice of those beautiful NRS trailers, complete with all that you need, from tax storage to air conditioning and your fully equipped living space. NRS Trailers, born in cowboy country, Decatur, Texas, home to champions. We wanted to build the best trailer on the road, one that would satisfy our own high demands of quality. We did. And now NRS Trailers is one of North America's largest premier trailer builders. In fact, there's an NRS trailer location just ahead. You'll find us in Decatur and Willis, Texas, Ocala, Florida, Oklahoma City, Fort Scott, Kansas, and Wickenburg, Arizona. From horse and stock trailers with living quarters to flatbeds and car haulers, back up to the safest, most dependable trailers on the road. We can even finance it for you at NRS Trailers. NRSTrailers.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his blue water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
We believe that a creek full of fish and woods loaded with wildlife are good for our kids. And the kids tend to agree. At Kinder Outdoors, we work hard to preserve both. Every day. Presented to you by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
We've partnered with our friends at Purina Pro Plan now for nearly 15 years, and it's been a great partnership here at Kinder Outdoors. But long before that, I was partners with Purina Pro Plan. You see, I've fed it to my hardworking bird dogs and lovable lap dogs since Pro Plan first became Pro Plan. I was one of their very first customers. There's a Pro Plan formula that's perfect for your dog. Pick up a bag and feed them the best at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Justin Hamner is my special guest on the show today. He won the Bassmaster Classic a couple of weeks ago, Grand Lake, Oklahoma, and won it wire to wire.
How are you doing?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. Welcome. It's good to have you. And just like the whole world's been telling you, congratulations. Awesome win at the Bassmaster Classic.
Man, thank you so much. It's still, I don't think it's sunk in yet, or I don't know if it ever will. It's crazy.
Well, it's a good crazy, though. It's a good kind of crazy. People have always, I know you've heard it all your life, when you win a Bassmaster Classic, your life changes. And it doesn't change after a while, Justin. It changes immediately, doesn't it?
It does. That is for sure. That next morning when I woke up, I had about 380 something text messages, and as soon as I turned my unsilenced my phone, it was wide open and hadn't stopped since.
And now here I am bugging you, but I did give you a little time to catch your breath and talk about it. Let's go back to Grand Lake, Oklahoma. What is your history prior to the Classic? Had you spent much time on Grand?
I had never been there before.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's one of those lakes. I mean, I was really confident going into it. Just, from the prior, tournaments and Classics that they've had there, it always looked like a lake that just set up so perfect for how I like to fish, and I was really confident going into it.
You know, you go up to a lake you've never fished before. You hadn't been fishing with the elites that long. It's your fourth year as a pro, I think. You win this thing wire to wire. You're not supposed to win the Bassmaster Classic at Grand Lake when it lines up like that, Justin. You defied the odds.
Well, that's what, one of the things I love so much about this sport. I mean, it is, truly every time we're out on the water, it's anybody's ball game. We're all on a level playing field. And, I might not have the most knowledge about it, but especially like a place like Grand Lake where it seems like everything changes, seems like every day. And that was one of the things I actually liked going into it, because my home lake, Lake Tuscaloosa, it is about the same way. If you catch them good one day, the next day you better be doing the opposite, because you can't do it twice.
So let's go back to Grand Lake a couple of weeks ago, Bassmaster Classic. What was the water temperature and what were these fish doing? I'm guessing pre-spawn?
They were. There was. So that's what was crazy about this lake. There was actually like a 10-degree, you know, change in water temperature from, you know, one end of the lake to the other. Up there around the Elk River area, the water temperature, I mean, was 64 to 66. And honestly, going after riding around and stuff, I wanted to find the coldest water possible, just to find those fish that were more pre-spawn and, you know, a little further behind. Those fish are just, to me, always the more predictable fish. You know, they've been in that winter pattern for, you know, several months, and they're not thinking about actually pulling up yet. Whereas, you know, when that water starts to warm up, get above that 60 degrees, it really, you know, things start happening fast, but those fish come really unpredictable. And the weather really affects those fish a lot more than those fish in the colder water. So where I was fishing was about 56 degrees.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was crazy.
That's a drastic swing from north to south, one end to the other. And you were targeting fish. The pattern you settled into, I guess, that was most successful for you was live scoping those fish on brush piles.
Yes, sir. Well, really, that was my biggest deal for day two. But day one, going into it, I mean, I did not have a good practice. And I picked a creek down there on the lower end that it was a really deep creek. It had that cold water, and it had just a little bit of everything. I mean, I was fishing, you know, secondary points, the bluff walls, boat docks, lay downs, just it had everything, so I could kind of move around and try to figure out for that day. And that first day was really more about those lay downs and bluff walls. I was still using, you know, the jerk bait, but and that, what's crazy about that lake is trying to live scope it is just nuts, because it has the most trash fish and that I think I've ever seen. I mean, it's unreal, all the drum and carp and things like that. So you couldn't actually use the live scope to pick out, you know, individual fish per se. I was using it more or less just to see structure and knew where to cast. And then I'd follow my jerk bait and, see if anything kind of reacted to it. And that's how I knew there was a bass there. And then I'd have to make, you know, multiple casts back to it.
Bait fuel, hard bait stick. Is that a sales job or was that stuff really working?
Oh man, that stuff is legit. I mean, it really opened my eyes, at the tournament at Fort, because I mean, those fish are probably the most pressured fish in the world. And, man, I had so many times where they would just come up and follow the bait and not eat it. And then I'd immediately put, you know, some of that on there and throw it back in there. And the next cast, I'd catch one. And it was the same way at Grand. I mean, I caught so many fish that I actually, one time, I think it was on camera, I saw the whole school. There was about 10 or 12 of them come follow my jerk bait up and didn't eat it. And I immediately put it on, and very next cast, I mean, it had it just choked, like almost down in the gills. It had it eat so good. So I don't know if it works or not, but I know for sure I'm going to keep using it.
You just won $300,000 using that stuff, didn't you?
That's right. And I don't know. I'm trying to get them to hold off putting it on the market, you know, wide open so I can keep it to myself.
When will it be on the market? When can I get some of that?
Well, their first release was at the Classic, and now it should be just any day now. Their next shipment's coming in. They're shipping them out as fast as they can package them up.
Run through your baits with me. Tell me what you did, what you used.
I used, honestly, it was about five or six different types of jerk baits. You know, I have deep diving, shallow diving. When they got really keyed in on that small bait forage, I switched to a really small profile jerk bait. But also I caught, you know, especially on the last day, I know I weighed in two fish off of a finesse jig, thrown in those brush piles, and caught several like that, you know, skipping it behind those docks and things like that. And then, just a small, little Yozuri crankbait, that's kind of what I would use just to cover water. And I caught a ton of fish on it, but I just never really got really any of those big ones on that crankbait. But jerkbait and jig were probably my biggest two.
I want to talk to you a little bit about living in the great state of Alabama and the fishing opportunities you have there. And also talk about, you know, the spoils that come along with winning a Bassmaster Classic, if you can hang on for just a minute for me.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Kinder Outdoors is brought to you in part by Purina Pro Plan and all the great Pro Plan formulas. Hey, there's a formula perfect for your dog at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Larry Wysoon joins us for some long distance scouting when we come back from the coffee pot.
Hey, it's Alan Jones Jr. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
U.S. Highway 287 carries elk hunters and fly fishers, snow skiers and bird dog chasers, 72-ounce steak eaters, varied Cadillac picture takers, antelopers, prairie doggers, and rattlesnakers. The Herdware store sits on Highway 287 near Goodnight, Texas. Now, only 18 people live around here, so to keep the lights turned on, we need you 287 travelers to stop by. Come in out of the weather and take a look at the most unique store between the Gulf and Pacific coasts. One-of-a-kind artwork, jewelry, knives, and more. Feel the luxurious softness and warmth of bison socks, gloves, hats, beanies, blankets, and scarves. You'll think it's cashmere, and it's warmer than wool. Our sister company, Buffalo Wool, produces the finest bison products on the planet. The Herdware store is boots and shoes, bison blankets and throws, even bison meats for the road. The Herdware store, 42 miles southeast of Amarillo. Hey, drop by right now at herdware.net.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
If you sell hunting, fishing, outdoors products, and you'd like to directly speak to folks like me that enjoy the great outdoors, this might be a great place for you to advertise. Kinder Outdoors. We reach many thousands of hunters and fishermen each and every week all across the country and right here at home. This is the perfect place for you to advertise your goods and services. This puts you in the pickup, in the blind, and on the boat when we are. Come see us at kinderoutdoors.com to learn more. Weatherford Truck Equipment has been supplying premium truck accessories and equipment since 1997. Chip Neese and the crew at Weatherford Truck Equipment are pros that can totally equip your farm, work, or town truck to totally suit your needs. Flatbeds, grill guards, bumpers, bed covers, toolboxes, hitches, running boards, or any custom fabrication that you can scheme up for your truck. Weatherford Truck Equipment is located at 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford, Texas, just 20 minutes west of Fort Worth. Visit online at weatherfordtruck.com and take a look at the exceptional quality in our truck accessories and customized metal fabrication. Ranch truck, service truck, special purpose truck, it's all at Weatherford Truck Equipment. Contact Chip and set up an appointment to talk over your truck accessory or custom fabrication needs. Weatherford Truck Equipment, 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford.
Life is better outdoors. Relax and find your space at the beautiful Vineyards, Campground, and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Well known for its peaceful setting, lovely grounds, lakefront views, and accommodating Texas-friendly staff. Our full hookup sites can accommodate all bus or RV sizes and offer 50-amp service, many spacious pull-throughs, cable TV, and lightning-fast Wi-Fi. Our fully furnished cabins make it easy to feel miles away without actually roughing it. Enjoy a partially shaded private beach, large playground, fishing pier, water sport rentals, hiking trails, and more. The on-site camp store offers a wide selection of camping supplies, groceries, and gifts. Our landmark pavilion is perfect for your next reunion, rally, or wedding. You'll feel miles away from everything when you're only minutes from anything. Check out historic downtown Grapevine with various entertainment venues, large festivals and events, restaurants, wineries, shopping, and the new world-class Harvest Hall. the Vineyards Campground and Cabins, vineyardscampground.com.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats, over the mountains and out into the wild, from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path. The truest path. Nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
In Genesis chapter 9, God gives us dominion over all critters that roam the earth, swim the waters, or flies through the air. At Patriot Mobile, we celebrate our God-given gifts along with Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. This is Kinder Outdoors. Welcome to our camp house. So proud to partner with Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They are my provider. I pay less each month, and a portion of what I do pay goes to support my Second Amendment, my First Amendment, sanctity of life, good things. Take a look at them. If you want to make the switch to Patriot, I'll pay your activation fee when you use the promo code Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R. In case you missed it, about an hour ago, my good friend Larry Wysoon joined us on the show. We're talking about long-distance relationships. Actually, long-distance scouting and how those relationships can help us have eyes in a place that we'd like to hunt that's far, far away.
My dear friend Larry Wysoon, good spring to you, sir.
Well, top of the spring to you, too. Spring has sprung, and thankfully in certain areas we've had a fair amount of rain, and things look pretty good. And of course, here in Texas, some of the Panhandle got scorched pretty badly, unfortunately, but there's some other good parts of the state of Texas, and I know across the nation things are pretty good shape for wildlife right now.
Exactly. And if we're talking about wildlife, what happened in the Panhandle is just absolutely horrible for those communities and families and ranches. But there is a good side to that fire, and that's that the good Lord will replenish that land stronger than it was prior to that fire. It has a healing effect on the land.
It really does. We sometimes forget that part of the world evolved with fire. And when man first started coming in and started settling it, you know, they kind of said, man, we don't like fire, kind of thing. And it's unfortunate that we had such a huge fire. But as you mentioned, there's always a silver lining. And the silver lining on that particular fire is just exactly what you said. With the new vegetation come back, oh, my gosh, it'll be really good for wildlife in the short term and also in the long term as well, too.
You bet. Hey, I was thinking about the deer season and turkeys and quail and stuff that I think about every day, like you. and I thought, I need to call Larry and talk about this, because most of us don't have the convenience, the privilege of hunting on our own ranch, where we've got our eyes on that place every day. Most of us depend on a long distance relationship with a biologist or a rancher, or visiting as often as we can, that sort of thing, to kind of stay up to date with what's going on for that particular species on our property. You've hunted all over the globe, so you've got to have eyes and ears on the ground in those areas to kind of get you up to speed to prep for your trip.
You know what you really do, and it makes no difference whether you're hunting 10 miles from home or whether you're hunting thousands of miles from home. You need to get as much intel about those areas as you possibly can. And one of the things I try to do is I try to establish a relationship. If it's going to be an outfitter or a guide or whatever, I want to get to know that person a little bit, because I want him to tell me what happened, not only or what's happening now. I want to know what happened there 4, 5, 6 years ago and those ensuing years coming to the present. Because it's just like with white-tailed deer, which I know I was thinking about. We're thinking about trying to kill, in most instances, harvest a buck. You know, the thing about it is, if 3, 4, 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, there was a very, very low bomb survival rate, there are not going to be many of those kind of bucks in the area. It all kind of depends upon what kind of fawn crop you had and what fawn crop survived. And so that's one of the things that I want to find out, particularly with deer species, is, you know, what kind of fawn survival rate was there? Because if there was a high fawn survival rate, pretty good chance that there are going to be a fair number of mature deer in that particular herd at the time. And, of course, at the same time, I want to try to find out, particularly when it comes to antlers, what kind of winter did they have? Was it an extremely hard, cold winter? Was there food available? Have they had any kind of moisture at all? Is there food available for those antlers to develop, particularly those older deer? And, again, that's what we're interested in a lot of times, because with deer species, particularly like whitetail, body development always takes precedence. So until they be about 4 years of age, anything that they eat, the body's always going to take, say it's mine, and if there's anything left, then it goes to antlers. So there's a lot of those things to learn about the range conditions at the present and range conditions in the past, and the number of fawns are born, or and even in the instance of turkeys, if we're interested in turkeys, which we're upon right now, is that what kind of poll crop did we have last year, 2 years ago? Because if we're in a situation where we didn't have a lot of polls those year and a half ago, or 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, there's not going to be many gobblers out there to answer.
No, you're exactly right. And that's what got me to thinking about this anyway. The other day I was riding my bicycle one morning and I heard the turkeys gobbling out by the house. And, hey, they've been gobbling for well over a month.
Yes,
but sir. If you're a spring turkey hunter, you've only been allowed to go chase them a very short period of time. And so it's, you know, you're thinking you're getting there just as they're getting hot. Well, they might already be henned up, and local information helps a lot. As a quail hunter, Larry, most quail hunters have to drive a long way. Quail are only in certain spots, unfortunately. And one of my favorite tactics for scouting quail country, if I was looking for a lease, I'd go out in the summer, and I would stop at little cafes throughout the region where I want to hunt, and I would talk to ranchers. I'd go in and drink a glass of tea and talk to the ranchers that come in. They're in the pastures, horseback or in a buggy. They kind of have a unofficial biological count, or they hear whistling birds and they can say, you know, I'm just not hearing any whistling birds, or, hey, I'm hearing whistling birds all over the pasture. That's a really good way to do it. Nothing beats eyes on the property, eyes on the situation, but we do depend on those long distance relationships to help us figure things out.
We really do. And you mentioned quail. One of the things is generally when you have a really good cottontail population, as in a lot of places that you hunt quail, you are going to have cottontail. If you get a good cottontail year, chances are you're going to have quite a few quail. We used to do road counts where we would stop every quarter of a mile and listen to the number of birds that are singing out there, and that gave us a pretty good indication. And that's something that you can do, you being the hunter, getting out there right now, getting to know some of the people. And again, as you mentioned too, there's something to be said about going to these little small towns and going to the coffee shop and just kind of walking in there, kind of sitting and listening. And it's amazing the conversations that you can get into and what you can learn about that species.
You're exactly right. Well, I tell you what, it's a good opportunity to get out in the country that you hunt during the off season, which is always good for us physically and mentally anyway. Hey, Larry, it's good physically and mentally to talk to you, my friend, and catch up again. I look forward to the next one.
Billy, I do too. Thanks for putting it that way.
This is a Kinder Outdoors Conservation Minute. A focus on people that make a difference.
Freedom hunters. They say thank you to our very bravest and finest in a very special way.
We're a 501c3 military outreach program. We take servicemen and their families out on outdoor ventures, mainly hunting, fishing, shooting trips all around the country and internationally too.
These trips are more than a thank you and a good time. Far more.
It invigorates them. The healing comes out of it. You know, it's amazing. I started it just as a thank you, as a give back. I had no idea the therapeutic value of these hunts. I mean, it changes them. You can see it in their eyes. When they show up at camp, they're quiet and reserved. By the end of camp, they're opened up and, chatting with other veterans. It's amazing. You can go on our website. We've got a donation button, or just email us and say, hey, here's the opportunity. We'll fit a vet into that opportunity, whatever it is. Freedomhunters.org.
Preserving what we love and educating the next generation every day. To learn more, visit us at KenderOutdoors.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Dominic Zamito with Two Rivers Fly Shop in North Fork, Arkansas. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, are you sinking? It looks like you've got a heck of a hole in your waders there.
Introducing Canyon Valley Provisions.
Grass-fed beef is high in omega-3s and conjugated linoleic acid, which is known as CLAs. In layman terms, it's a type of fat that your body can use, and it doesn't damage your heart or any part of your vascular system.
Buy better beef for your family.
We manage holistically, or some people call it regeneratively. We want everything that we do to be a part of our good stewardship of the land. We think that's what God's put us here to do, so the cattle are healthy and the land's healthy. We want both. We don't want one or the other.
If you were to buy a grass-fed, grass-finished steak by the pound, you'd pay anywhere from $18 to $30 a pound. But if you buy a quarter, half, or whole, you're ranging from anywhere $7.80 and below. So you're paying a third of the price for that steak and, you know, those good cuts. And you get a whole lot more bang for your buck when you buy in bulk.
Don't let 2020 happen in your home again. CanyonValleyProvisions.com. Raising cattle in West Texas for five generations. If you love to hit the woods with a bow in your hand, now is the time to visit Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery.
You know, it is a buyer's year. And what I mean by that, no matter which brand you choose, whether it's a Hoyt, Matthews, PSC, Bowtech, it's going to be a good year to purchase a bow because everybody has something really good to offer.
When you visit with the pros at Cinnamon Creek Archery, you're talking to guys that live this stuff day in and day out.
We are a try before you buy shop. Not to mention, altogether, we've got a well over 100 years of experience. So it's something that we do on a daily. I know I hunt two or three times a week, whether, you know, it's season or not. So we can definitely help you with that stuff.
Cinnamon Creek Archery has practice ranges indoors and out.
It's the static bags. It's just a range that has distances out to 100 yards. We also have four 3D courses. Each one of those has approximately 20 targets on it. We have a 30-yard upstairs range, and we have a 20-yard downstairs range.
Come see us right now at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. The Wild Sheep Foundation. Our purpose sounds simple, to put and keep wild sheep on the mountain. But from where we stand to the top of the mountain is a challenging and exciting journey. To be successful, we support the top scientific minds in wildlife research. We tell the story and history of the wild sheep in North America to those around us, like you. And step by step, we protect and grow wild sheep populations. If not for the Wild Sheep Foundation, more than $115 million in care, concern, and conservation work would not have happened over the past 40 years. Important work that has seen our wild sheep populations grow from 25,000 or so in the 1950s to more than 85,000 today. Learn more about the worldwide leader in wild sheep conservation. Secure a membership. Attend a banquet. Bid on an auction item. Make an impact on top of the mountain. WildSheepFoundation.org.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Money can't buy happiness, but it can put your brand new bass boat within casting distance of it. Glad you're in the camp with us this week at Kinder Outdoors. Proud partners with Patriot Mobile.
Justin Hamner is my special guest in the camp house this week. He won the Bassmaster Classic a couple of weeks ago. Hey, thanks for hanging on, Justin. I sure appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Hey, you live not far from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. When people hear Tuscaloosa, Alabama, they think Roll Tide. I'm sure you are a fan of the Crimson Tide.
Absolutely. You know, I've been born and raised, you know, Northport is just right across the river from Tuscaloosa. I actually worked at the university for about 6 years before I started pursuing my dream of fishing full time.
No kidding. What'd you do over in Alabama?
I was a groundskeeper, so I pretty much just cut grass and made everything look pretty.
So if you want to know the ins and outs of the campus, Justin's your guy. He knows that place like the back of his hand, right?
Absolutely. I think I know it a little bit too good. I spent many a days out there.
Did you ever run into Coach Saban over there, maybe give him a little advice?
I've ran into him about every – so I was actually part of the athletic facility is what we were – you know, had to cut. And every morning I would see Coach Saban get out of his car at 7:14, and we had to make sure everything was, you know, the sidewalks were blew off and everything was pretty before he ever got there.
Yeah, but you know,
he was on his phone every day, so never really got to talk to him.
He was talking to that next recruit, that next 5-star that he was going to bring into Alabama there.
Absolutely. Either that or he just acted like he was on the phone so he didn't have to talk to us.
That's pretty funny. So you go from clipping grass at the University of Alabama to hoisting that big blue trophy at the Bassmaster Classic. You knew what you were talking about back in junior high when you told your teacher, I'm going to be a pro angler. What'd they say? Yeah. How'd they respond to that?
Oh, she definitely looked at me funny. You know, I don't think I don't even know if they knew that was actually a real career at the time. But hey, it worked out. That's for sure.
It's more of a career now than it was then. And you look at some of these guys that have been around forever, like Ricky Klein, and the things that they had to overcome early on to be a professional angler. Man, they laid some groundwork that is precious to us today, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And that's what's so cool, just holding that trophy and reading all the names on the side of that thing is just unreal. I mean, those are definitely the guys that I've looked up to. And then having some of them like Davey Height and Van Dam that night at the Champions Toast coming up and just, you know, giving me advice and congratulating them, actually wanting to take their picture with me instead of the other way around. It just was unreal.
Isn't that wild?
It is crazy.
Live scope, you know, the imaging that we have now has, in 5 short years, transformed pro bass fishing and recreational angling to something totally new.
It has. And, you know, I'm a guy that's, you know, growing up all my life fishing and, you know, so I know what it's like to fish without it. But as soon as the first time I actually saw that technology, it kind of clicked with me about how, you know, just revolutionary it was. And the learning that we've got from that technology is just amazing. So many things that, you know, it's always been just basically a prediction and hypothesis about what fish were doing, and now we're actually able to interact with them and see what's actually going on under the water. So it's pretty unique.
Yeah, it absolutely is amazing. I can now see how many crappie don't like me. I can see them swim away.
Absolutely. That's what's crazy. People ask me all the time, you know, how many of them do you catch when you see them? And it's like, man, a good day might be I catch 5% of the fish that I actually cast at. I mean, it's amazing how many fish are really out there.
You know, when you think about the importance of forward facing or, you know, sonar distance pictures from the boat, if you don't have that on your boat these days, I don't think you could win a big time tournament. You can't compete against that stuff and win if you don't have it, I don't think. Do you?
It would have to be very situational, but I think the way everything is right now, it's definitely a vital tool. Just the efficiency that it brings along is just remarkable.
I have had the great pleasure of visiting with your wonderful wife, Christina. What a sweet lady. And I've enjoyed my visits with her as we were kind of lining this interview up. Has she or any other family had any recommendations on how to spend $300,000 yet? Because if not, I have some great recommendations for you, Justin.
I think my wife's got that part taken care of. She had recommendations before I even won it.
Yeah, and you know what? She's earned that right, too. The wives of anglers get the glory, but the wives taking care of home while you're out on the road, boy, they deserve a lot of credit for that trophy as well.
Absolutely. You know, that was one of the things, you know, winning it, and I think why it got me so emotional was just knowing everything that, you know, me and her have been through and all that we sacrificed together for me to get there. And now to be able to, you know, have that trophy is, you know, kind of the dream come true for me, but also just being financially stable is kind of the dream come true for me, for her. And, you know, she's put in just as much sacrifice as I have, and to be able to do that for her just means everything.
You betcha. And I've been out on the road with you guys. I have seen the struggles. You know, a lot of people ought to think automatically, oh, he's fishing the Bassmaster Elites. He's fishing MLF on a high level. These guys, they've got tons of money rolling in from sponsors. It's not that way. There's a lot of guys out there that are fishing their hearts out, trying to make a living at this and struggling financially. It's a tough way to make a living.
It really is. I mean, you know, we have those entry fees and everything else that goes into just being on the road and traveling. And I mean, at the beginning of the year, you're basically starting out in the hole of, you know, 50 to 60 grand, just to be modest. And, the sponsor stuff, there's so much that's probably the hardest work of the whole job is, you know, doing all the sponsor obligations and being there for them. But we truly couldn't do it without them.
Well, you're going to make a great champion. I'm sure that it's probably going to take a long time for it to truly soak in that you are the reigning Bassmaster Classic champion, Justin. But, you know, as soon as you try to sit back and relax a little bit, whoops, it's time to go fishing again. What are you looking at on the calendar and looking forward to?
Man, headed down to Florida for our next elite event. And, you know, Florida is a place that I love to fish. I haven't been there this time of year, but I'm really excited that, you know, we're kind of hopefully away from the spawning time of year where those fish just get so, you know, wacky, and depending on that weather, hopefully we can just go out there and go fishing and have fun.
Well, have fun with it. The financial burden's been lifted for the year anyway, so get out there and enjoy yourself. Enjoy what you do, making a living. Very few people get to do that, and I really appreciate the time and the visit, Justin.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and if you ever need anything, just holler.
I'll do it. How about season tickets to the Bama game? Oh, never mind. Hey, we're all out of time. I want to thank you for hanging out in camp with us today at Kinder Outdoors. And I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time that we have together each and every week. Why don't you plan on coming back and joining me next time around? Bring a buddy with you. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.